Well, we had a little encounter with one Miss Selena Gomez this week.
Yeah.
Sort of went viral. The video sort of went viral.
Oh, no.
Of the interview that we did with her. She's, you know, one of these, she, you know, a former Disney star, first of all. You know, that's number one. She's the talented singer. She's a very, very attractive young lady. She just turned 21 this past Monday. In fact, it was her birthday on the day that we did this interview. It was her 21st birthday. And we did one of these satellite interviews. You've seen us do these before on TV,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, I'm in our WGN studios, and then they hook us up via satellite. I think she was in Los Angeles, I think. It doesn't really matter where she was. She was someplace else. And we had a very nice conversation. She is also, probably the thing that she's also noted for outside of her own television and music career, as the on and off girlfriend of one Mr. Justin Bieber.
Ah.
The plot thickens. Da-da.
Bum, bum, bum.
She's dating Bieber. She's not dating Bieber. She's on. She's off. You see pictures of them canoodling.
Was she with him when he was here a couple of weeks ago and was,
she was not.
Spotted
she
at
was
a nightclub?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that they are off right now.
Okay.
I do not believe that they are dating at the moment. But, you know, she's close. It's fair to say that she is close friends with Justin Bieber, who has been in the news quite a bit for some rather bizarre behavior of, you know, strange things, encounters with the press, spitting on people, even worse stories about body fluids. I mean, really just out of control. I don't even know how to say out of control behavior. Let's just say some really, really, really bizarre things. Some of which I don't even really want to bring up right now because it's Sunday morning and some of you are having breakfast and I don't want to be disgusting. But there were some strange things. So, all that to say, here's lovely Selena Gomez, and we're having a lovely conversation. We talk about her birthday. We talk about her. She's going to be coming to the Chicago area, to the Allstate Arena in November. She's announcing a brand new tour, and we talk about all of that. And then I ask her if she can try to, you know, you are friends, I say to her, you're friends with Justin Bieber. What is it that we're not, that we don't understand about him? Which I think is a perfectly legitimate and fair question. And when I ask the question, her people cut off the feed of the interview, just abruptly cut off the feed with the interview. And which is pretty bizarre, just pretty bizarre. You would think that her, you would think that if she's doing a round robin of interviews as she was doing that day, given her relationship with Justin Bieber, that her people would have prepared her. If somebody brings up Justin Bieber, this is what you say. Here's a one sentence response, something like, boy, I don't know, you should ask Justin Bieber that, would have been a good response. Or I don't really have anything to say about Justin Bieber, would have been a perfectly legitimate response. Simply cutting off the feed of the interview, I think, was an overreaction on the part of her people when it got to be something that maybe, you know, maybe she didn't, obviously she didn't want to talk about, or her people at least didn't want her to talk about it. And so the video of our interview that we did on WGN TV, within a few hours, goes viral. Selena Gomez cuts off interview, mid interview with Chicago reporter Dean Richards. And, you know, suddenly it's literally the first response that we got back was from a newspaper in the United Kingdom. They were the first ones to get back to us on this, reporting that the interview was cut off because I dared to ask a question about Justin Bieber. And then, you know, from there, one follows another, and suddenly it's all over the internet, and it's a viral video. And along with that came feedback to me, emails to me from her fan club. Interestingly, exactly the same worded emails telling me that I'm dumb, I'm bald, I'm stupid. You know, many of those things may be true, but it's just funny when you get exactly the same, you know, it was clearly a mass effort on the part of whatever. I assume it's their fan club. I mean, the emails were worded in a very, you know, sort of teenage sort of way. I am not the favorite person of the Selena Gomez fan clubs right now, and the Justin Bieber fan clubs, I guess. And, you know, they're saying that, why am I even bringing up Justin Bieber to Selena Gomez? Why did I even bring this up? It's her birthday. She just wants to talk about her music. Well, I'll tell you the reason why I brought it up is because she's been bringing it up. She was on David Letterman's show not too long ago talking about Justin Bieber, actually making fun of Justin Bieber. She was on Ryan Seacrest's show that morning that I did the interview. She was on Ryan Seacrest's show talking about Justin Bieber. It did not seem like a topic which was taboo to me, because she has been on the air other places talking about Justin Bieber. People with which we set up this interview did not give us any advance warning or restriction. Do not talk about Justin Bieber. There was no warning about that. Other people in the media reporting on this story have been saying, oh, well, Dean Richards knew. They told him ahead of time. That's a lie. Billy Bush, actually, on Access Hollywood, apparently knows the inner thoughts of my mind without even asking me. And said that, oh, he knows not, he knew not to say that. It's not true. There was no advanced warning not to do this. Sometimes when we do these interviews, they do say, so-and-so doesn't want to talk about this or that. They tell you ahead of time, so you can make the determination whether you want to adhere to the restriction or take a pass on the interview, which is usually what we do. When somebody says to us, don't talk about this or that, then we almost always say we'll take a pass, because we don't do interviews with those kind of restrictions. I can understand why shows like Access Hollywood or Entertainment Tonight or people who make their bread and butter talking to the celebrities need to keep the celebrities happy. I understand that. But, you know, when all is said and done, WGN-TV is a news station. And with a news station, you can't put restrictions on the kinds of questions that you can ask. At least that's how I feel about it. So they can say, we don't want to talk about it. And I'll say, okay, we'll take a pass on the interview. We do it all the time. Happens all the time. And there was no such restriction on this interview. Number one, she had been on the air, other shows, talking about Justin Bieber. So it didn't seem like it was a taboo subject to me in any way. So I think her people overreacted. I don't think this was her so much. I think it was her people who overreacted by what essentially boils down to, if you're talking to somebody on the phone and they just hang up on you, it's rude. It's just plain rude. That's the bottom line of this. So that's what happened this week with my interview with Selena Gomez. It was a perfectly nice interview, and they pulled the plug on it because they didn't like my question. You know, time marches on. You know, this isn't exactly a life or death story that's going to affect anybody's life by any means. But it did get a ridiculous amount of attention on the internet this week. It's unfortunate that it happened, but that is really what happened. There was no advance warning. She's been, and interestingly, after my interview was abruptly ended by her, you know, under the auspices of she doesn't want to talk about Justin Bieber, she goes on ABC News talking about Justin Bieber. So apparently it is not the taboo subject that they made it off to be when they abruptly ended my interview. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy town, USA. And you know, it's just entertainment. You know, it's just an entertainment story. It's not the end of the world with anything. But, you know, I kind of feel, I don't want to over-dramatize this in any way, but I feel like, you know, when we report on entertainment news, our job is to report the news of people who you know. You know, that's why people are, interested in entertainment stories. They are people that you watch on TV, you see in concerts, you see them in the movies, you know who they are, and our job is to ask what I hope are interesting questions about them. I was attempting to find out from somebody who knows Justin Bieber probably better than most, what's the story? Can you explain what might be going on? And she could have said, I have no idea. You should ask him if she didn't want to respond herself. Essentially, hanging up the phone is extremely unprofessional and a little bit immature, I think. So that said, that's what happened. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'll play the Selena Gomez interview for you. You can hear it for yourself. I know you're dying to hear it. Your life can't continue until you hear this, which you will do next. '22 Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. My close personal friend, Selena Gomez. Told you the backstory on this whole thing. And this is the full interview that we ran on WGN TV on Tuesday after the big cutoff. You'll hear it it's at the very end of the interview. Up until that happens, an extremely delightful, pleasant interview.
Well, first of all, happy birthday. Big day for you today, huh?
Yeah, I'm finally 21. I'm so excited. I mean, it's been awesome. And I feel really, I think I'm more excited for my friends because all my friends are older and they go to these trendier places that I can't go to. So they'll finally get to take me out for a good time.
So is that what's on tap for today? You know, typical I'm turning 21 kind of celebration?
Maybe, but unfortunately, I'm working a lot. I got up at 4:30 this morning, so I have to work tomorrow as well. So I'm actually just going to have a nice dinner with all my friends and family and hopefully get carded so I can show them the ID and be like, yes, I'm officially 21. it'll be a good feeling.
That is a good feeling when you can finally show the card and it's not a big deal anymore, right? Tell me about this tour that you're going to be kicking off, this Stars Dance Tour.
This has been a crazy joyride for me. I mean, honestly, my birthday and having the record come out, there's just been a lot of great things going on in my life that I really think it all coincides really well. So this tour for me is really a transitional tour for me. I mean, the last one was really fun. It was just kind of my first tour kicking off in the arenas and having a great time. But this time I really got to have creative control over the staging, the look of it, how I wanted it to feel, how I know I wanted my audiences to feel when they come out and watch the show. So it's been great for me to have a little bit more control over it and a little bit more of a say. And I mean, my dancers are killing it. We're working really hard. So I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great show and everyone's going to enjoy it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it coming to Chicago. Unfortunately, we have to wait till November for that to happen. But how do you see yourself transitioning, you know, from not exactly a child star, but, you know, you're 21 now. You're, you know, a legal woman. How do you see your career transitioning into new phases?
It's honestly such a confusing thing because, you know, what's in today could be out tomorrow, so you never really know where your place is. That's why I just try to put out quality work, and from my clothing line to my music to the movies and the choices I make as an actress, I just always want to make sure that it's quality, something that I can be proud of and something that I love and that will help me grow, because if I'm not growing, I'm just kind of stuck in one place. So as an artist, I do want to push myself and try things that maybe won't really work or will work and translate well. So I don't know the answer to that. I'm just hoping that I'll be sitting in this chair in a couple of years talking to you again about something that I'm super excited about, but you can never really dictate the future. So hopefully, you know, hopefully the transition goes well. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. So
it wasn't so long ago you were on David Letterman's show and Dave was talking to you about Justin Bieber, and you were so funny and so hilarious on that show. Kind of making fun of Justin a little bit. I just wonder what's the status of your relationship or friendship with him now? Because if you read something from day to day, it changes from day to day.
Of Of course. I think that's why I kind of joke about it, because it's everything that I do and every move I make. I mean, I could be going to get a coffee at Starbucks and it's some sort of connection to something I'm doing with someone. And it's kind of entertaining at this point, because I just, there's nothing I can really do. I just try to live my life as normally as possible. And I'm a normal 21-year-old girl. I have people that I love and people that I have in my life for a season or a reason. And it's been a good challenge for me to just kind of figure out what I should keep private and what I shouldn't. And, you know, I mean, I think everybody kind of has the opportunity to go through that. And I'm just trying to go through it as normal as possible and just try to be as private as I can. But, you know, it's been good. I have great friends and a lot of good things to be excited about. My tour and my music's been doing really well. So I'm stoked to do all the things that I'm really happy about and have good people around me. So I can't complain. I'm in a good place.
You're you know, probably as close a friend to Justin Bieber as they come. Is there something about him that we don't get or we don't understand? I mean, there's one story after another of, you know, pretty outrageous behavior that we're reading about. What don't we get about him, or what is it that he's not getting out there?
And cut. And that's where, let me turn that off for a second. They just simply cut the feed on it. They did not want any part of it. And as I say, interestingly, she talked about it on Letterman. She talked about Bieber in much more graphic detail about their relationship on Ryan Seacrest after my interview with her on ABC News. It's not a taboo subject with her selectively. I guess it depends. She only wants to talk about it with certain people, I suppose. But anyway, that's the interview that happened. You know, and interestingly, it all could have been avoided by a simple sentence. You know, that's, I don't know, Dean. Really, that's a question you should ask Justin Bieber. I don't really know. End of it. And it wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have even been a story. So that closes our chapter on Selena Gomez. It has been talked about quite a bit this week, but this will be my last that we talk about it. It's 9:28, a much more delightful interview with one Mr. Hugh Jackman. It's coming up on our next half hour, our Dean's List A-List interview for today on WGN.